It's channel one over. This is channel one over. I'm setting up for Everett for this Wednesday night, the 7th of July, 71. Wednesday night, the 7th of July, 1971. Channel one over. And I'm setting it up for Everett tonight at supper this Wednesday, the 7th of July, 71. I want to check me out on this field up here I'm planting, want to plant, and then see if I can get some of this hay for the horse farms over here on the Collins pastures. I'll have to make a little note of the things I want to talk to him about, so I'll be sure to ask him. Channel one over, and I'm setting up for Everett this Wednesday night for supper, this and a business. I want him to see something over here. This Wednesday night, the 7th of July, 78, 71.
What's the old saying? Take it easy, don't panic. I think I told you that before, didn't I? Didn't I tell you that before? The rattlesnake song said, take it easy, don't panic. That's what you're talking about now. You settling down. You're not gonna panic, are you? You gotta take it easy, that's what you need to do.
Let me see. Let me put on this. Let me walk right along here, please. I'm gonna walk this thing when somebody gets whatever.
Well, I'll be glad to. Well, I'm not extra hungry, but I'm just be glad to demobilize here.
I'm not either. I just brought me down a bowl of beans. It wouldn't wait. I had some good boil. Smoked bacon, you know, on them beans, and had a little beans in the hull. That's the way he likes them, you know.
Oh,
they were cold beans and had a little beans in them, see? And he brought me down a bowl and he said, I thought you'd like to have this. And said, I heated up the cornbread and all that wax paper. I said, yeah, that'll hit the spot.
Everett says blessing.
Oh, yes.
Loving the Heavenly Father, we thank you for our blessing. We thank you for this proved blessing of my body and our body, our service. We ask in Jesus' name, for our sake.
When you conduct Sunday school, do you do the talking, or I'll let somebody else talk?
We have a open forum.
Yeah.
Sometimes I talk too much and I tell them I do.
You don't hug it.
A lot of them are there.
If they want to talk, you will let them have it.
I let them have it, but a lot of them don't want to talk. One or two of them will talk. Willie will get talking once in a while.
Who?
Willie, he's in my class. Willie Chitty.
Oh, he'll talk?
Yeah, Willie will talk once in a while.
You know, he never would talk about the church or religion when I see him. What is his church and religion? What does he think about over there? What does he talk about?
Well, he talked about the Sunday school lesson and about the church and business church and other words. But he, as you say, he's not too much a witness, in other words. He's afraid, you know, he can't, you know, witness for someone.
Yeah.
But the book says, in other words, that he's kind of a quiet boy. He'll enlighten you what you say if you are in his spirit. Well, then he'll furnish a word for you to say to someone, you know, maybe not be a Christian. You don't know who you're talking to, you know. He may be a Christian. If he is, why, both of them enjoying your salvation, see? But you say, we're hardly ever, you know, people he works around, he's hardly ever.
Well, he may think I'm critical or something like that, see? You know, a lot of people, unless they know you pretty well, they won't talk politics or religion, one thing or another. But he's over there so much, he's bound to have confidence in something.
Well, he's there. He's the chairman of the whole district.
And he's always
and he's on the cemetery committee. And my brother gave me his and told me to come back and tell Willie to do a little better bookkeeping. It's just between you and me now. I don't know what I'm doing. But you know what I mean. People are educated, people are not. The boy doesn't have too much education. Now, I thought possibly, in other words, that I told my brother Tom, but he said, you carry this, Everett, says, last year I gave you the money now down here. When they first started the cemetery fund. So the cemetery, instead of you buying a lot and paying $1,000 for a lot in there for your family, or $250, you know, for one person, or $500 for two, it's all free. It's always been, and now then he decided it had to be mowed. It had to be, you know, mossed and looked after.
Oh, yeah.
And people had their own families in there. See, my mother and father's in there. And my sister didn't make it up, but she got her own plot, you know, and her children would be, you know, some of them being her plot.
I
so we got this up. But Willie, the daughter graduated from high school. What you said a moment ago about these students. They kind of, you know, got a veil between the eyes, you know what I mean? She's keeping the books, and they got a card system, you know what, well, that's orderly.
Yeah.
But still, they mail him the ticket and mail it to him when he wrote the letter, got on the receipt of the $5.
Yeah.
That's the minimum. You can give up to 100 or 1,000 if you want to.
Yeah.
But 5 is the minimum.
Yeah.
Well, my brother, there's several of us here, 5 of us living. Well, that's enough to keep it kept up, you know, for a month, just our family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our plot.
Yeah.
But Tom said, take this and the card here and my address. I wouldn't let me know. But if I sent it to him, I forgot it. Well, I sent it to him. And tell me to send me. And I sent it May the 28th, 1971. That's the date on it.
Mm-hmm.
Send me a bill, you know, when you gave it to him, you know, last year. And see, that's deductible, in other words, which, you know, that's the business of it. He wants some record, see. I said, I want either that or either let him send me a duplicate copy and if everything said while they can see him, see. So I got it in my pocket. I'll show it to you when we get through here.
Right in the hand.
But Willie's on that committee.
I ain't got it.
And I said, I didn't know it was mine, but I said, I believe mine the same way.
I got a light on Willie. The other day I was talking to him, and he said he had to go. He's going to fertilize his pasture. Well, I said, well, what are you going to use for a spreader? He says, I'm going to use my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, some of it. And he said, huh?
Lord Pond, I imagine.
And he said he just go get it on the tractor. Well, I said, what you going to do? Drive your truck over there and drive the tractor back? That's right. Over at Irvin, he said.
That's where he lived for. That's who I figured he got.
I got to thinking about that. That's several miles over there.
Yeah.
Now
where
he...
Tired out.
Huh?
Where the tire on the tractor.
What?
Where the tire out on the tractor on the hard road.
Yes.
But there's plenty of people around there, you know, got them.
Well, let me tell you. What he's going to do is drive his tractor over there. I mean, drive his truck over there and leave it. And drive that tractor back and put out the fertilizer. And drive the tractor back and get in his tractor and his truck and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Why, he couldn't do that in one day. He don't move that fast.
Hey. You had it. You got it.
I couldn't either. You know, if I kept my mind on it, I might. But somebody come along, you see, and Willie will quit and lean against the fence, won't he?
Yeah, that's right. He's talked to you.
Well, he was on his way.
Said he had to go, and I thought, are you going to do? He done it, too.
And it was 10 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. And he had to get to work that afternoon.
Well, he's going to keep it, I reckon. I'll go back over there. That Frankie came over there, you know. Cool. His wife, when she come home from work, came over and get his truck and maybe keep the truck and hang underneath his shed for. It might have taken him 3 days. He ain't no hurry about doing a job. Don't worry about that. He don't get in a hurry about doing a job. And he wants one, but a colored man said, you promised me a month ago that you were going to come and fix this light for my wife in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he told him again that, of course, Willie knew it, but he just, you know, carried his own and made Willie kind of mad. And the colored man said, I got the money in the pocket here to pay you.
Yeah.
And he said, not the matter of paying, though. What he said, time.
You don't have your time.
Don't have the time, but like you say, what?
Because you've got to go there and drive that tractor back along the road 10 miles.
I'm young. So he don't utilize his time, see what I mean?
Well.
But that's his, one of his characteristics, in other words, just like one of the characteristics about talking. But an Albany boy in my class, and a white boy man is in my class. And Dancer, but Dancer hardly ever come. Troy's in my class, but Troy, he's, you know, he's attending the business.
Yeah.
He's a treasurer. He writes a check.
Let me tell you, Willie got to his post over there, and
He said the first time he went over there, he got a load of post and busted the tire. Well, I said, you got them heavy-duty tires. No, he said.
He won't have them. He won't get them. They think they make the ride too rough.
Well, he said he lost money on that deal. It was a good brand-new tire on that new truck.
He ought to lost. Well, I told him, I'd have had them.
I said to him,
when I buy one, I have to put on there and pay the extra $40 difference, in other words, for a heavy-duty tire.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well, I said to him, Willie, how many posts you got over there? He got 300 and...
This is a long one in there. This is a long one.
He
I
got,
don't believe that to get the sugar. It may stay in the bottle.
He got 300 and Frankie got 300. And he can't 300 at a time. Is that all that trouble a whole?
I mean, that's a pretty good load.
300?
Yeah. That's good load.
It wasn't overloaded, it's just heavy.
Yeah. Well, some of them are not cured out just right. You know, you can see those. When they cured out, it's pretty light.
Yeah.
When they're a little green, got a little sap on them, that'll get the bottom of
it. How many could you haul?
Well, here and I, we didn't bring but 50. But they're green on my pickup. And we, after we went over in the pickup, he says, I want some personal. See, we bought these other now. I said, well, I don't want to see. We pay. I don't know where you've seen them out the next day, Rick. I got about 15 or 20 that I haven't had a chance to put up yet. But I told Larry, I said, well, I need about 15 or 20. And he said, well, he'd take the balance of them. So we bought 50. But after the man brought them, some of them looked too small for the man, and they got asked the man about it, and the man cut the price, and they got them for half price. No small one. You know, you always knew buy a big lot. If you don't watch them, they're going to, you know, give you some bad ones. They'll tell you to replace it. So he got, I reckon maybe he got 25 or 50 we picked out of the pile after the man pulled them up in the next to the house.
I didn't think Willie would, that's costly.
But I thought Willie would have had better sense. He didn't want to put a ton of hay on it. He didn't want to put a ton of fertilizer on it. Ton of pup. He didn't want to put a ton of pup on it.
They
a new
went
truck.
Over there and got 300 green.
But
food.
If I buy a truck, now, I might well get a wheelbar if I'm not going to load it. That's the way I look at it. That's what I told Willie.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he liked it or didn't.
Well, you see, I think Willie got the judgment. I don't think he'd ever miscalculate. But what'd he do? He just got too much in this damn post. Greedy, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Greedy.
Who looked out for Willie? Don't forget that.
Well, let me tell you. I had a trailer one time, and I hauled so much stuff in it, but it just wore out the bearings.
Mm-hmm.
I way overloaded, you see, because I thought it was a good thing. I just kept on putting it in. A man can really flubbidub, can't he?
Yes, sir. I overloaded that truck down, you know, coming back over on a load of potatoes. I told you about it in Louisiana. Let me get one more.
Yeah, it takes two to make a biscuit.
You
right.
Overloaded
this pickup without potatoes, green light potatoes.
You mean since you
when I was working over there, coming in and got you on the horse on and got held up, I didn't tell you about it. My cousin over there, Lindsay, went in and trying to help me. And I finally had to buy a wheel and call the junkyard to get a second hand wheel, and the man held me up. I thought I told you about it. I didn't tell you about this guy.
Yes, but what I seem to recollect is that gear, transmission. That was later.
No, before I had the transmission, probably I had the blowout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yes. And you'd gone all around the countryside there trying to get something to put on.
And the cousin of mine run that filling station over there, Corking over there. And they his brother, Linda.
Yeah.
Run that big shell station there.
Yeah. And they got you away from home.
Second hand. Then they had me on, I couldn't help myself. It charged me $6 for a wheel.
Yeah.
Well, I had the tire. I didn't ruin it. I ruined the tube.
Yeah.
Then he had to buy a tube. He didn't have that size, you know. A heavy-duty truck tube, you know, the long stem. So then he had to get it down there, and they wouldn't give him a discount, see.
Yeah.
And I could have bought two in a tube, you know, my price wholesale, and it's a form of mutual, either B.F. Goodrich. But I need the inner tube, you know. It had the good old tire there. But I had too much load on it, and they had another wheel already mounted and all. But it was a, you know, old tire, and I said, it wouldn't get me 2 miles down. I'd be in bad shape killing her.
Yeah.
And I said, a jack of mine won't pick this truck up. It loaded. That's when Linda told me, when I got me another wheel carried back, she said, give me a 50 cent for it. I didn't know they wouldn't even buy.
Well, now, you didn't, but you was away from home, and there wasn't much you could do about that.
But we didn't know what, but we got a brand new truck, bought the brand new truck, and don't want to load it, and go running. As you say, I don't know what made him get kind of greedy, and overload it with poles. A four-ply or two-ply. That probably was like some of them tires, you know.
Four-ply tire.
Might have been a two plus two. You know, they banned that, you know, one time on these passenger cars. They're dangerous. Even on a heavy car like here. Now, that other car, the old mobile, I don't imagine near as heavy as that one here, for the weight of the car. But they banned it on them little cars. That 88 is. In fact, I don't believe a 98 is heavy, that old Chrysler here. You know, that's the 88, you ought to believe it.
Yeah.
But that in the head is heavy. That in the head is just a heavy, my sister and all this is heavy, but she gets over the 3-year guaranteed car, in other words. One of them went bad, but they made it good. She paid $9, I think, got a brand new one, and done drove the thing about 10 or 15,000 miles. Paid $9 and got another brand new one.
Yeah.
Well,
but they drive, you know, she and my brother both, they're not moving unless they're making 80 or 90 miles an hour.
Exactly.
I tell them, let me get out and walk, I'm going to get my pickup.
Well, you went on a visit to your cousins.
My brother, too, I have a brother.
Yeah,
I spent one night and went to church with him.
Yeah.
He's a Methodist. He's a teacher of the Murray Hill Methodist. We had 1,000 in Sunday school Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You had what?
1,000. 1,000 in Sunday school. And then we went up to church. We went to the auditorium. Oh, it's a big church there on Edward Avenue. They call it Murray Hill. Murray Hill Methodist.
Yeah.
Suburb, you know, coming on out like you hit bang.
Yeah.
But I went with my cousin last time I was up there, then he'd been sick. He'd had 2 heart attacks, my brother had.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything about the first. The boy graduated down at university, I'm 1800 here the other week, and he come down now.
Yeah.
And had another one, they rushed to the medical center. First thing they done, he shot that needle in his vein, you know, in his elbow here, and just that one shot. Never heard of such. $150 for that one injection. $150.
You mean just recent graduation?
When they graduated in June.
Yeah.
You know, when they had the exercise at 1800, he's in there, he got his diploma. His son, the baby boy.
Well, who are your cousins over there?
On the Whitting side, on my mother's side. My mother's son. And they're kin to Ayer, too. Whitting. That's on my mother's side. That's mother's. Well, these cousins are on both sides. Because that grandmother and that granddaddy, both of them tell me. That grandmother was my daddy's sister. So I'm double, I reckon, double cousin on them. Because the grandmother was a Smith, you see, before she married the Whitting. I'm kin on both sides. I get that kin folks all mixed up myself.
Oh, man, why? Yes, you got something you carry around with you.
But they always glad to have me. And I just feed at home now, my brother out there. Well, at one night, in other words, and that holiday, that was Sunday night, and they take Monday, you know, everything. I think everything down here take Monday, didn't it? Businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That holiday there, that was Monday morning. I didn't know what his plan was, what he was going to do. You know, when I told him, I didn't know, according to what his plan was. I might visit around with him, see some of the other nieces and nephews. They got kinfolk all over town.
Oh,
and he got 2 boys up there. His boy graduated, they got to see him. He's back up there after he finished school. He's one of them flavette or flavette or whatever they call it there in town. He knows what it is. You've probably heard of him too. That's what he said. He stayed the first semester in a trailer. And then had to get in there. Put in your order, in other words, to get one more vacancy. It's not big enough, and they keep building, you know, they're spending several $1 million up there again, building more space for them. And he got into that, and that's where he stayed, you know, until he graduated. But after he graduated, he had to get out because someone else got that place. So she even stayed with Mama a while before he found a house to live in.
Yeah.
But he finally found one of these little raw construction houses. 2 bedrooms.
Yeah.
And it's tent, so he got a nice yard and got a good place to have a garden, and he wants to get a fall garden. And he's asked me something about it, because he knows something about the seed business, like his daddy.
Uh-huh.
And he said the landlady talked like she might let him have a little corner where he's going to have four or five rows of squash. And he's telling me he thought he'd put his pole bean right around the fence. Said, I told her it wouldn't hurt the fence.
But you know, Everett, I don't see why you don't go visiting more than you do. Mm-hmm. You got with all that.
Well, brother don't have time, but I told him I need to be working.
Well, it don't cost you anything over there.
No.
They don't charge the board or anything.
No. But the brother and I was going to say, well, he talks business. Table, you know, got one of the old fashioned dining room tables. Well, you got another area beside this?
This is where we eat. We don't have
don't have another.
No.
But most old houses do.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a dining room in it.
That's the old dining room right there.
That's what I was thinking. It used to be.
Yeah.
But they got the money all out. You know, where they wouldn't have to do that Tuesday morning. See, they go back to work Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be taking it easy, having them heart attacks and got out and down a lot. He said that Medicare hadn't saved how much you pay for it yet, but just a little overnight stay down there, that $150 that they've already noticed, and he told them to itemize it. In other words, but Medicare pay most of it, see, but they won't pay it all.
Mm.
This Medicare business is a racket with the doctor together. In other words, they're just swindling the government. Well, they're just like the university, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They no use in beating around the bush, it's a fraud.
They really know how to...
know how to work the fraud. Well, they got that money, and I wouldn't have about... told me about right at $4,000 of checks and cash, you know.
They are
and got
experts.
On that dining room table, you know, and got called out some check number, you know. And
they
put it in the bonnet. You know, the branch office there on Edgewood, not too far from where you live.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
So they worked all Monday.
Well, he told me that I liked to scream. You don't get that much money, you know. People, when we're looking in the door or something, they might be looking at you. And he said, you locked that screen. I said, yeah. He said, somebody might come in and knock us up and hold us up because they stole the tires and battery, stole the wheel, tires and all off a new-looking pickup like mine right across the street. And he told me to pull mine up in the driveway. I told him, all right. Up to next to his bedroom window.
Yeah.
He could hear him, you see.
Yeah, yeah. I bought it.
But he said he heard him, that the man was inside with the air conditioning, in other words.
Yeah.
Looking at TV.
Yes.
And they had out there jacking the car up and taking the wheel off of it.
Yeah, that's all they need
and
to do.
The battery out of it, see.
That's all they need to do, just go in and turn the TV on.
And he heard it. He had the radio on, but he heard the noise, in other words. It was right in front of his yard, not long. Well,
whatever.
Didn't hang anybody.
What did you tell me you had Joe Lee do for you?
That's what?
Take care of
Joe
cow.
Lee.
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't lock any calves or any horses or nothing for me.
Oh, you said out here.
Yeah. No, I never have had any Joe.
Friend?
Yeah.
I told Everett looking at his coat. Go ahead, what you doing?
I just want
And Joe Lee can just get him to do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done a good deal of it for different people around there, but not been too long since he did it for somebody. I don't remember. Might have been Mr. Dassler.
Well, who is...
Worked on the coal. You know Joe Lee?
I don't know him like you do.
I mean, you know him, or...
Yeah. I talked to him every now and then. He lives out there in your neighborhood, don't
he? Mm-hmm. He lives right there next to Frankie, next house, you know, when he turned into Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mama's, he's in that next house. He bought that acre land.
Towards the store?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been there?
I'd say 5 or 6 years.
Oh, is that all?
Mm-hmm. In the thunderstorm, they killed a mare of his coat. They got a panther hole there. I think it's a quarter hole, and she had a coat. And it's only about 6 weeks old. 6-8 weeks old. It's still, you know, bold. You know how they look when they look, you know, like something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
That lightning killed instantly. And now then my wife, you got to fit around with a bottle, you know, and And they had a time, and Joe, he's all patient, he wanted to shoot him. He came in the woods. Shoot that colt, you know. Of course, I reckon maybe the colt brings $40, $50, $100. I don't know. That, you know, they put good money in these rooming quarter horses, and these horses ain't any good at all.
Yeah. Oh, the lightning didn't kill the colt.
No, killed the mammy. He's sucking, you know, getting the milk from.
Well, what do you know? Well, what do you know? Isn't that awful?
It is terrible.
You know, I don't know how it is, but it looks like when the weather comes up, they all go and stand by the fence.
That's a bad thing to do, especially if you've got a tree on that fence that's nailed a wire to it. I told Eddie, I said, this is different people, but I know they like to nail no barbed wire even. American wire bad, but even barbed wire don't like nail. And jet wire, why they tell you not to.
Oh, would they?
He'd tell you, in other words, that once in a while, you know, if it's in a line, if they nail a slab of a 2x4, 2x6 cedar, a cypress, you know, something that'll last some time, see?
Yeah.
And put two or three nails in it, and it'll hold the wire up into the tree, you know, be pushing against it, the tower will the inside, nothing going to come in the field outside, not supposed to, because it's closed, and that's a deer, a rabbit, a armadillo. But they'll nail that thing to the oak tree there.
Well, let me tell you, you mean Mr. Zetrauer nailed, put the barb on the two before?
On the board, yeah. He once in a while he'd do that, but
and then
very seldom he'd do that. See?
And lean it against the tree.
That's right. Just have it, you know, as a... And sometime maybe put a couple of nails in the
yeah,
board.
Yeah,
but yeah. The board would be an insulation just like a rubber washer, see
you
what
know,
I mean?
You know, I never saw that.
But it's very seldom he'd want to do that. And my daddy was the same way, you know. I told Leo that. He said, no, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So he nailed up 5 or 6 of my family barbed wire to that tree.
Yeah.
But I said, I don't like it. Of course, the man we were working for, well, he don't know any different. You know, he's an architect.
Yeah.
But he thinks he knows a little something about fence, but you know how those smart fellows are. They think they know a little everything.
Yeah. They get out there and look at it.
That'd be a lightning hit a tree to get your fence.
Follow the fence on down,
yeah.
Like you said, the horse is up there and got a head over it, standing
yeah.
close to it.
Yeah, standing close to it.
A
cow? A cow you want.
Anybody.
There's a pile of white horses up there, you know, right side of the road that killed 8 or 10 of them steers at one time. Like you said, they pile up in the corner underneath the trees.
Yeah.
And the wire fence, you know, that lightning come and hit the wire fence and come down and jump on that tree. It
well,
has good ground.
When would Joe Lee have time to do anything like that? Isn't he pretty well taken up?
Well, they go by signs, you know, wouldn't it be on a Saturday? Like used to Mark Hawks, I imagine, be on a Saturday. Go by the sign of the moon.
Could he get off? Could you get a hold of him?
He's working tight now. You got a block of ice left out?
Yeah.
That's all I need. I got enough tea, I think. It's just, I talk so much, it takes me long, and I eat slow. That boy up there, he don't eat slow. I said, you just come out of the service, see?
Yeah.
He puts it in. It's a habit.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen people just eat it like a pig, like the other pig's gonna get it. Nobody's gonna come over and get it out of your plate, are they?
Just shove it in.
That's what I'm just shove it in.
Yeah. No, I can't imagine Joe Lee having any time for anybody now. What's that boy of his doing that was trying to run the grocery store there for a while?
I believe he worked for a liquor store. Look, ABC Liquor Company or something.
Yeah.
And his wife works too. He married, you know.
Oh.
Married a woman with a little girl.
Yeah.
Cute little girl. She's smart. That's why. Yeah, that other one's smart too. And I like that other one.
Hey, Joe, how long have you known him? Oh, you've known him a long time.
When Lonnie Edwards was living, I've been knowing him. I'd say 20 years, 25.
Was that back in old man Edwards' time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he worked for him at one time, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Outdoor work.
That's right. Cow farm work.
No turpentine. That's past the turpentine.
No, past here. They had, I think, a little of that box in other words, and log rolled in, you know, and pulling logs out of the sawmill and stuff, but he didn't reckon that. He's a farm man. He works on the farm, that old big two-ton house. Well, John, you ever met old John Edwards?
Never heard of him. Who is he?
You ought to meet him. He's a brother of LK's dad.
John Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
Still there.
Right. He was down at Old Cow out there, where they had that farm across the river there, and they sold it. And I think that, you know, I believe somebody told me the LK still had that. That bank interest, in other words, that First National, you know,
yeah.
He still had that, but he says they sold all that property, and he had to have a place to go, so they got him up there, and they take care of him. And I don't know what deal is, they pay him a salary, he just looked after the place, but it's all leased on that 9-9 year lease, you know, the container corporation, different one.
Yeah.
But he quite a talker. He rides around in that little Jeep.
Oh.
Talks.
Well, does he know what he's doing?
He's not too good up here.
Yeah. Never was?
Never was, what to say, but he's a friend that talked to him there, man.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Lee is, he's
an old hand of it. He knows quite a bit.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, he can do most anything, too.
Well, that's it, you see. I didn't know he did the farming, though.
But he's a curious. Now, if you see him, don't tell him that I said so. I said, I felt somebody told me you thought you'd do that kind of work. Well, he's off the computer.
How would you say?
Just saying, somebody told me that you could do this kind of work. I had done it. I'd done it or something.
Yeah.
Just gonna come out and say, Edward Smith,
sure.
You know, told me that you could do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like you say, he's busy and got a job.
Yeah.
And that's not his line of work, you know, going out and doing it.
Yeah.
If the vet, you know, will do that, but he'll charge, that vet will charge you $100, I imagine, to do the job, see.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, no, I can go so I do it for $5. And they might do it for nothing. I don't know why he charged them different people.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a little peculiar. He might see me down at that store and say, you're telling people.
Oh, yeah.
So and so.
He might jump you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get jobs for him. Yeah.
But, he's a pretty good old boy. I always get along with Joe, all right.
Yeah.
He got a temper in him, though, but he's good lord.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's got a temper.
Well, you know, people used to have tempers. I don't know what's happened to everybody's temper.
But he got one.
Still?
Mm-hmm. His doc had worked with him.
Yeah.
He got arrested, and he done warned him, in other words, and he wasn't paying attention to him. But, you know, people now are hard-headed. They got to find out the hard way.
Yeah.
And they carried him out on jail. He was drunk right there on his leg.
The darkie that worked with Joe.
Mm. No, with him, he told him, in other words, the next time he got drunk, what? He'd lose his driver's license. He couldn't drive his car. He couldn't, you know, drive his truck for her. See, he'd been working with her, like Joe Lee, you know, 10 or 15 years, right? Joe'd been working for her.
Yeah.
So the darkie picked him up and locked him up, and he telephoned Joe. And he told him, why are you calling me? Call your boss man, Buddy. Well, Buddy was over on that alcohol anomaly somewhere over on Daytona loaded up with crazy the bug. Daytona, I couldn't tell you where you came. Trying to tell him where to let him sober up.
He'd
rather to take that liquor away from him, you know, and then get it out of the system. And
yeah.
He'll get the right mind back. You say that. That's what all this other stuff, you know, does them to get a little while then they're gone.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to be in there.
Once again.
Redemption for these soldiers coming back with that stuff or not, but the government won't pay for all of it and come back and let you and I and the other people pay tax and pay for it.
Yeah.
There's something, man.
That's something.
But he finally called Buddy, but I don't know, I never hear it. Joe said he didn't know.
Yeah.
But after Joe told him no, but he didn't have the money to get him out, $150 or something. Well, Joe probably had the money, but it wasn't his place to get him out. and he's working the hustle just like he was, and he's getting his check, you know, every week or every 2 weeks, every month. I don't know how he's paying him, but he paid me to work with him every week. I could have gone back with him when I come back from Houston. I could have gone with him, working in Walmart. But I don't want to get involved.
did the nigga get loses?
He will, yeah. That's what Joe said.
Well, it's already, it just happened.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah. But he's a lot of help to Joe. Joe has put some work on him unless he can find him somebody else to take that nigga to play.
He can't find anybody.
That's what I told him. That's what H.A. told him down at the store.
What did he say?
Well, he didn't know it, so that's what helped him. He don't get me anybody. I do what I can and just quit.
Yeah. Well, might find somebody, but it's not.
Well, my cousin might maybe locate somebody, but Huff, he ain't gonna find nobody. It won't matter to him.
Oh.
Old Dick, old Whittington. You know him, Dick Whittington?
You know, I've never seen him to know him. I'd love to sort of, you know, have a speaking acquaintance with him.
He's kind of a tall, black-headed boy.
Yeah.
He's older than I thought he was. I didn't think he was that old, but I talked to his wife, you know, up at the trade wind, and she's a great church worker and this, missionary society, or whatever you call it.
I know his wife. That's Miss Stracker's daughter.
Yeah, uh-huh. Kate. Mm-hmm. And she tells me, says, I'm getting that old Ab.
Oh, she can do everything, can't 50, she?
I think she's 52. And I said, Dick is about 53, is he? He said, no. He said, I'm yelling that old. He said, Dick is about 56. He said, he's just a little way behind you. I said, I guess maybe he is, but I thought I was a lot older than Dick.
I've seen her at church and at the Mr. Thrash's store.
Mm-hmm.
All around.
She wakes up there on Friday and Saturday helping Daddy. They don't do too much. She's up there, you know, kind of make him feel pretty good already.
Did you ever play that game, card game, with Miss Chitty and them? We was over there the other night. She and her sister and Margaret played with her. After supper, they cleared off the table and brought out those cards, their homemade cards.
Seems like I played a game or two of that thing way back. It's been a good long time ago. I don't know what you did. She call the name of it?
They just call it the game. And they just sat there.
Frankie wasn't playing with them?
It's a game with numbers. And he said there's more numbers than he cared to deal with at one time.
That's what Frankie said?
Yeah.
I don't know if Frankie was called. Did you meet him too?
Yeah.
What'd you say? He's a car, didn't he?
Ms. Chitty.
And that's just the road lease in Jackson was there.
Yeah.
The one that's retired from the glass factory.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. I used to visit them. I used to care them watermelon, but don't have too much time now like we did, you know, years ago.
Now, Miss Chitty had a job. Did she work at the glass factory?
I don't know whether she worked up there or not. Frankie was up there for a while.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? In Jasper?
I don't think Miss Chitty. I don't remember her working there.
I heard Margaret, we went over to the Dr. Tomatoes one day.
There's lemon or coconut.
And talked a little bit.
Vanilla,
I think. Vanilla,
I thought, yeah. And Margaret starts something, and then she gets off on something else.
Oh, yeah, and laughs.
And you think you found out something about the first subject, but it turned out you can't remember it.
Margaret's a good old girl, but she's a little hard to sell.
She seems to be awful nice girl.
Yeah, friend then, though, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah. And she'd go
away. I really like Margaret. You used to come to my peat pack. I'd get two of them come, you know, pick them something and put in the freezer. And she didn't see anything about it. But Munro did. I told him, well, I was away when the peas were coming in. I was over on Hastings. I think when that's when I come second week or so, and I want to come back and bought some. And I said, my sister-in-law, yeah, let me put them up. And said to sell a few back, and if she couldn't get them put up, you could sell them, you know, that time and get them next time. But said she wanted them the first time, about three or four crates. If it's $8 a crate, you know how it is. Well, you know how it is. You want the fella eating the stuff while he want the bear. And I said, that suits me all right, because I knew I was going to get something to eat. Just like the old pole bean, you know, come down there. Today. And I told Margaret, I said, well, the dry weather gave him the blues, and out over the Hastings, and my brother, he went out there and put the hillers on backwards, and he barred them off and put the fertilizer in the thing, but I don't see how in the world he held a trailer with one on the opposite side, wrong shank, you know. But he got close enough there, one of them, the closest one to the peas, and put the fertilizer in, and then we're going to put the sweeps on in the back and cover it up. When the tractor went to bad, it wouldn't start. A little bit of work, he didn't have no way to pull it off, you know, to start off. So I come home, that's when Ruby told me, I didn't say anything, I just said, I went by a colored man, I told him, you find these peanuts and the corn, though, what, sometime next week, I says, all that down, done had a rain on it, go over your thing and just, reply it. You know, after the rain is on his, I said, leave your front sweeps on and your back one just replow.
Start all over again.
Yeah, start over. So after he messed up the fur there, you know, with the hiller, they got the opposite one on, got a long shank on one side, one on, see a little tractor mine, it's offset. You've seen it, not like at a Charmer, now this all straight and your thing, you know, is underneath there, but offset, you can see what you're doing, you know, to cultivate in one row. Of course, you never have cultivated. Well, you, have you ever cultivated yours? Yeah. You got to look underneath there and see what you're doing.
Yeah, you got to get the system. Look behind you.
Mm-hmm. So I told him, doing, so he did. But I told Margaret that's the reason I wasn't, and I didn't have a chance to let her know when they got through with the peas. But I gave them a lot of them potatoes, you know. I gave them a couple or so bags, you know. Like I give them cooking. And you got a few in there, but I gave you all a few. And I carried a few up down. It was still good that I picked out. And they eat them, you know, cook, eat them up there. Get them tomatoes. I got wet down that man's field. I thought I was going to get sick. He opened up the field, the tomato field. I went down, I'm going to get 2 bushels. He picked them himself for $2 a bushel, any way you want. Green one, ripe, or pink.
Where was that?
Down at Hooker's. And then he said he got the gate open and said, go down and get them tomatoes. They paying, you know, about 20 or 25 cents a piece for the tomatoes up there, you know, eating them. And I says, them girls, they always like the stuff over the farm. But I was going on a Friday, and she wrote me a letter. And I got it Wednesday. And I didn't get it out of the box until late this evening, you know, like it was. Yeah. Well, it'd been a little later than what it was if it happened to rain that rain, you see, because
yeah.
I, like you, was going back to work again. But then he come by after you left. It's 3 o'clock then, you know, when you left.
Yes. Yeah.
And he going to work, and he said, it looked like a storm coming up. And I asked him, I said, did they close on Wednesday evening at Williston or Thursday? He said, it's Wednesday evening. I said, well, they closed up. The barbershop, the stores, and the gas plant and everything. And I said, I was going to get 4 cans of 20-gallon tractor fuel. He said, well, they closed. And about that time, I heard one of them thunder blasts, you know, it ripped the sky, and I went back in the house. And that's when I prayed to put mine on, and I picked up that little transistor, you know, and after I had it with me, I brought it on out of the house, in other words. After I said, well, I come to him, but I happened to think about the garden, and I said, well, I'd go and see if it in here. I hadn't been out there, you know, since I've been gone, you know, since, so. I went that Thursday instead of Friday, and had dinner with a boy at the wholesale house going in, the big seed place. He said he's going to let me
that,
pay for it.
What do you call that tractor fuel? Now, that's not the diesel.
Mm-mm. Tractor fuel is the name of it.
Yes.
It's kerosene and gasoline and a little bit of oil mixed.
But it's mostly kerosene?
I expect it is. It's low octane, so it'd have to be mostly kerosene with it.
And that's what you burn?
Now, you can take kerosene and take gasoline and make the blooming stuff.
Yeah.
And leave it all out and say it don't hurt anything. 'Cause It will burn straight gas. My tractor burned straight gas. I gave out and walked to the house, that little field I have to come back and move to the other place. Yeah.
Well, the only reason you don't is it costs more.
That's right. It costs about a dime more gallon.
Well, it wouldn't hurt it.
No, it wouldn't hurt it. But I started on gas and I switched it over. Got an extra tank.
Oh, yes.
Started on gas and switched it over on tractor fuel. Yeah. And I thought I had enough in the little gas tank. It don't hold a gallon. But it didn't. It must not have had too much in it, cause I didn't make about four rounds.
Oh,
I had to
yeah.
switch it over
it's
and I give out. Then I walked to the house. I didn't like it, about three more rounds.
It's
and
hot.
I had a little can that had a half a gallon in it of gas. And I walked back down and I just put it on the mower and the other one on made it and come on out.
I've used a tractor like that. You start it on gas and switch it over, and it's the easiest thing in the world to let that little gas tank run out.
That's right. Yeah.
You
it's
just good. Can't keep up with it.
But I didn't get to go and get the fuel. But then that's when I said, I looked out the garden. I said, it don't look too good. It's like this board here. I saw a few pods of okra that they hadn't gathered. Over. It'll grow overnight, so it don't get too big. And I come by there and I saw one out there, you know, that long.
Oh,
enough,
yeah.
Short, looked like a shotgun shell that had been soaked in water. The buckshot shell was good.
Now
and that's when I told him. That's when he was talking about, what's the name, Suzanne?
Mm-hmm.
And that boy, why, they probably taking the holidays. Suzanne, that old boy.
No, they just don't get out here quite.
Oh, so they going to school. Now you use that rope for the cows, the crocus sacks.
I have, yeah.
What do you do? Put it on a chain?
Mm-hmm. Wrap it, tie it around with some old hay twine or something.
Yes.
But tie the first thing on a cable or a chain.
Yes.
A chain is the best for the one.
Yeah. Won't slip.
Won't slip too bad.
Well. Now,
it won't rust underneath that with that oil and stuff on it.
Yeah.
Shame on it. It's pretty egregious.
And then you just use burnt oil.
Mm hmm. To drain it out of that tractor.
And soak it. And put your.
Mm hmm.
Put your fly
repellent in it.
Yeah.
In the oil, burnt oil, and just stir it up. And well, I remember seeing that if I put a little bit of sulfur in mine, you know, like I'm going to put it on a dog for fleas.
Oh. Oh.
That sulfur has, I don't know, may have a sticking ability or something to it.
Yeah.
You know, you take a lot of your spray, you know, you spray a cow with it. You get a shower after a while, you got as many flowers tomorrow you had this evening.
Yeah.
It'll wash it all off. But they got it now with a base, you know, it's supposed to make a stick on each cow.
Yeah.
But Ada said that good stuff, they banned it, and now and then while he's using that old, not Marley, what is that name of that dust? You get the dust and also you get in a wettable form.
Yeah.
But they're using the dust. Now it's a dust form that you got. And it's in a little can. It costs a dollar and a half a can, I believe.
Yeah.
But it isn't but a...
And you got pets and just throws it on?
That's right. It's a general like Maxie. Maxie, you know, gets here. But yeah. Did you see Mac?
Right.
Did you see Mac and Ivan May when you...
No, I just...
The rain. You seen the rain and other words, you didn't stop.
No, I stopped.
You did?
But I didn't go up there and rattle the door. I just honked outside, and I thought if they were there, they'd come out. Everything was closed down.
Well, they might have been gone somewhere.
They probably
were. Had lightning again somewhere, blinked the lights.
Yeah.
Maybe going to get another 30% chance.
But now, you don't use that. Oh, that old thing was all right. How come you quit it?
Well, I had it out there underneath that tree, and I don't know. I didn't have it under the shelter, and that makes it bad, in other words.
Yeah.
It loses strength, and I just done away with it. But somewhere I seen somebody still using that old chain and the coca bags. Them old sister pup bag makes it ideal, you know, they're big, and they'll cover the distance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Wrap them around there on top with twine, and it's porous, you know, and it'll soak in there, in other words, and then they go. They got to go underneath it. Now, when you get it in the alleyway, they're like the thing I had. They got to go underneath it.
Yeah. Now, what's this? How'd you get on to this one, Everett?
That lightning boy told me about it over here at the ranch. It's something new, you know. The people who got the money, they buy all this new stuff.
Yeah.
So I just said, well, I'll be able to get one. So I went up to Gainesville, and I asked old Carl Bazaar, did it happen? Well, price-wise, it all was in 40 cents of each other, you know.
Right.
Not too much discount on this new stuff that comes out. And I said, yeah. Said, I got about three left. I said, I'm going to try one of them. So that's when I bought it.
Now, see, that's powder.
That's last year. It's powder in a bag.
In a bag.
They go underneath the roll bag, underneath it.
And it's got this plastic bag over it, keeps the weather out.
And the bottom of it, pay you to zip the string. Oh, you've seen these bags where you know, wet the string, right? If you ever open a bag of feed, horse feed, for instance,
yeah.
They peel it open. Well, on the bottom of it, it's like that. Then they go underneath it, and that plastic keeps the moisture from dampening. And it, you know, they rub against it, and it shakes a little bit on the thing. You know, they put a little weight on it. It puts a little on the back.
Yeah.
It lasts a long time. I don't know. It weighs about, I'd say, a 25 pound. I imagine it's in that bag.
Yeah.
But the laser and the thing, you know, you run your eyelets on it, and that plastic on it, what costs you money? Now you can get, you know, go ahead and put the stuff in the same bag or buy the bag and hook it on now, already. You know what I say that I told you mine, you know, been up there a year.
Well, now you got a refill.
That's what I say, it's half full.
You don't know how much a refill costs.
I don't know how much it is. I haven't been back there to get anymore, because this is, I'd say there's about 10 pounds in there yet.
Yeah. And this is the first you had.
And that's the first I had, you see.
I've used it up
25 or 30 head of cows here at the house. Now, I'm over with the other field, why? I get them away once in a while, and they're in the pen when the winter time comes. But in the summer comes, they got plenty of grass, and they get a little skittish, and I can't dust them as often as too. But they got bushes and stuff that can go in, you know, and get the flies off of. And a cow likes the, you know, place where they get in the bushes, you know, and rub the head and things. You know. I guess that's a red bug bottom, too.
You put it where they have to go. Under.
Yeah, put it in a lane, an alleyway, and a gate. Mine is right there in the gate going underneath the shed. It's under the shed. But with the plaster on, you don't really have to have it under the shed. You can put it in a gateway, in other words, where it's just room enough, you know, for her.
Yeah.
One or two to go through there.
Yeah, it don't have to be on the shed.
No, it don't have to be on there because it's got a plaster on it. But the initial cost is
a lot more
than what it used to. I'd be around $12 for the, you know, stuff. But everything now you're buying of it, it's high.
Now
I got some of this tree killing over there. Said, I wish you'd got me a gallon. I got his cost, you know, for them boys. He carried him out to dinner down at the air-conditioned restaurant. He got a 2 1/4 strip steak and says, now what do you want? You can get fish or you can get chicken or whatever kind of meat you want. And I said, no. I said, how about it? Ham. He said, boy, that's good. I've had one or two of them. Virginia ham. Thick ham, smothered.
Yeah.
And he said you can cut it with a fork.
Let me tell you.
And I got it, and it's been called for $1.75 for ham.
You've already made now one batch of hay.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Now that was, let's see, that was Mr.
Detrow. That's Detrow. That made here. I haven't made none for myself yet. I'm gonna get some of this neck cut.
And you had about how many acres over there?
He called it 10 and 18, I reckon, 28 or 30 acres. That's what he called it. But it, that big field, that's a pretty good sized field.
You mean where you just made the hay?
Yeah, where the big shed is there, you know, side the road. Well, that route got it right side the road. You know where the big shed is coming down to my house. No, I haven't cut mine outside the road yet. I'm talking about
the hay that you've already cut with Mrs. Zetrow.
That's what I'm talking about. By the shed in front of the little house where the woman's retired, living in the house.
Oh.
That big field and one right there on the corner next to Zetrow. We saved both them fields for him.
Already.
And that's when that boy, you seen that machine sitting in the field, didn't you? You coming back.
Yes.
That tank.
Yes.
Well, they done put it on one field. It started and then it must have given out or something. Something that happened. They had to do something else with the peanuts or something probably. That boy got 400 acres of peanuts on the allotment.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So he got, you know, several $1,000 made there, you know, 300. Yeah, the $400 a ton now, aren't they? What are them peanuts worth now a ton?
Yeah, I think.
They got them pegged, you know, I know they're high.
Yeah.
That girl, the produce man came around and says he wanted them. Let me see what she said he wanted them things. It's out of reasonable for the peanuts, what he wanted.
Yeah.
Like she said, 25 cents a pound.
Mm. Well, now, on your hay.
Boy, peanuts.
On your hay, you made that before you went off on your visits.
Yeah, just got through with it before I went to Jacksonville. Got through with it Tuesdays and before, about the same time, 3 o'clock. We knew it was going to get us wet.
Yeah.
And George, that lightning boy, was going to school up there just like this boy out here going.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I don't get out until 3 o'clock. But I'll drive. I'm driving game in 15 minutes. And he said, "You go ahead and be shaking it or raking it and have it ready for me to start.
Yeah.
But when he come, I had 200 bale bale. I got the dock, it was driving the truck, you know, raking ahead of it. I done beat it.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock, I beat it. Well, it takes the police, you know, 9 feet, you know, you've seen that whirl, you know, like your finger, you know, turn it over and
well,
over.
Whatever, did it rain the day before? It seemed like
yes, ma'am.
It rained
the day before, sprinkle. That's the reason I had to use this thing.
Yeah.
And
I went in at 11 o'clock when the sun come out, and I turned that thing all up.
Yeah.
And George, though, it looked like it was going to rain again. But that right? They're kind of peculiar people, too. And he just knew it was going to rain. He says, what time did you say George going to come in? I said, well, he said he had a class, biology class or something or other. Well, he wouldn't get out until 3 o'clock, but he'd be here, you know, about 15 minutes after. But I said, I'm going to shake it when James Brown come with that big truck with his hand, you know, to pick it up, to haul it. See, all I had to do to haul it out of the field, put it in the shed, 12 cents a bale. I says, I'm going to let him take the rake and drive the tractor. We had two tractors and needed some more. Why, that right? I said, use his. He had two, and I got two down at my house. You've seen them now. But we didn't need them. If we had to use them all, why, we needed something else to work with them, though we were.
Yeah.
So I said, if I get too fluffing this, I'm going and get the bale. I had the diesel tractor, D-17, you see, fluffing it. Because it fluffed it in high gear.
Yeah.
Low rain in high gear.
Yeah.
In other words, that's right. High gear, low rain. It didn't take me long to fluff it. Then I went and got the baler. And that doc, I said, you go ahead and you get about two or three rounds, I'm going to start behind you.
Yeah.
And that's when, in other words, George come, he was, the doc is still raking, and I was baling. I had 200, they done got one load, you know, picked up.
Yeah.
When George come on the truck, 125 or 30 bales he had on the truck.
Yeah.
And I had another load. And that guy said, I got another load. And we looked and we saw, like you just said, they saw one of them toad stranglers, that we call them.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was going to come. That's what he got on these. And that's when he says, we can put some on my pickup and you can put some on yours. I said, yeah, the body was on mine. I hadn't taken off that body from hauling them calves, you know, on that Monday morning up there on the farm. Jippy, he had me carry them dairy calves, because he didn't have, he moved over on that new home and everything, got another located, you know, and he had all kind of company over there.
Yeah.
He had boy and his wife, while she's still teaching, say summer or something, got a counseling or whatever, she's teaching, also his sister, and he going to school, and he didn't have time to mess up milk cow with them three calves on it, you know, feeding them, you know, seeing that one didn't get all the milk. That's a job, you know, it's.
That's a job.
It is that. So, I told Mr. Zetra, I said, so, yeah, I'm going to get some of my pickup. George came, so he went and got raking, and I kept on bailing, and the doctor come and helped him on the truck.
Yeah.
Then the wreck, in other words, you said, well, the water thing did cut him. We had like about 200 bales, or even getting bales. And that's when he said, let's get the truck. So we loaded two pickups, and one of the pickups, why, some of the bales, hey, weigh 100 pounds.
Oh.
And I was stacking it. They gave me the job, you know, standing on the truck, stacking it. And I couldn't pick that stuff up after it got so high. So that
man.
Truck there, I didn't get but 19 or 20 bales all put on that pickup. But I just, you know, they're in a hurry and that stuff's so heavy.
Woo.
I couldn't lift it by myself, I tell you the truth. I wasn't about, like he talking about that heavy box. I wasn't about to rupture myself for that heavy hay was soaked with water. But you know, to turn that hay over underneath that shed, and he said there's nothing wrong with it. You might have seen it. Somebody's still up in there underneath the shed.
Oh, that's right.
Did you look underneath and see it?
No, I didn't notice.
But we came back the next day, and George had already raked it, finished raking it.
Yeah.
But he said, ain't how much more. I said, right at 200 bales.
Yeah.
But we came back, and it wasn't but 180 bales that didn't get bales.
Yeah.
But we did get in, you know, two big truck loads and two pickup loads, you know, that afternoon. But it come, it must.
We saw it down, and we thought, oh, yeah, we're never going to get this hay out, because it looked like to me
every day.
It rained.
Well, I believe that same day that it looked like it going to rain, you and Ty stopped there, you know, working on the fence. I believe that I left it.
Now, this is the end of Channel 1 Over. This is the end of Channel 1 Over of Everett's visit on Wednesday at supper, the 7th of July, 71. And this is towards the end of Channel 1 Over. I stopped it and ran it out and started on Channel 2 Right, and Channel 2 Right didn't take. Channel 2 Right didn't take. So this is just half of this tape. This is just half of this visit. And this is on the big machine. This is on the big machine. And the little machine didn't. The full tape is on the other tape. The other tape is full from the 220 machine. And this is the end of Channel 1 over, the only part of this visit with Everett that took on this tape. And I'll just leave it here. It won't make any difference.